Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Tyler Avery Masterson will face circuit court proceedings following a probable cause conference in Huron County District Court. Masterson, represented by defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, waived his right to a preliminary examination on three felony charges, two counts of possession of methamphetamine, and one on count of bond absconding. Judge Ferris ordered that Masterson's bond continue as previously set, denying a defense request for a release on a tether. During the hearing, the court also dismissed a pending speeding ticket against the defendant. Masterson is scheduled for a circuit court arraignment on August 10th at 9 a.m. And the Huron County Election Commission officially approved the recall petition language against District 3 Commissioner Scott Moss during a brief session Friday morning. The petition, sponsored by Caseville Township resident, centers on Moss' vote last July in favor of Resolution 2585, a measure that authorized solar energy facilities across 15,000 acres of county-owned townships. Commissioner Moss, who attended the hearing, raised no objections to the clarity of the petition language, but noted the financial impact of the process. Because the timeline will not allow for the measure to appear on the upcoming November ballot, the recall will trigger a special election, likely in May of 2027. The commission confirmed that previous clerical errors regarding the sponsor's residency have been corrected, clearing the path for the petition to proceed. Most has 10 days until August 10th to file an appeal with the circuit court. And a Sanilac County contractor has entered guilty pleas in a construction fraud case involving several multiple unfinished building projects and more than $135,000 in court-ordered restitution. Jason Keyes, age 43, owner of Keyes Construction, pleaded guilty in the 24th Circuit Court to 13 misdemeanor counts of larceny by conversion involving amounts between $200 and $1,000. Under a plea agreement with Sanilac County Prosecutor's Office, 13 felony counts of contractor fraudulent use of funds will be dismissed if Keyes successfully completes 2 years probation. As a part of the sentence, Keyes was ordered to pay $135,772 in restitution to victims. He also received credit for time already served in jail and, as a condition of probation, is prohibited from having direct access to another person's money. During court proceedings, property owners testified Keyes failed to complete several residential construction projects after receiving payment and that subcontractors hired to perform work on these homes were left unpaid. The projects included an unfinished home valued at approximately $600,000 in Marlette Township, a $248,000 home in Melvin, and a $344,000 residence in Peck. Testimony also addressed an unfinished home built for a Sanilac County park manager after the county had paid Keyes approximately $113,000 toward the project. The remaining work was ultimately completed by subcontractors. If Keyes violates the terms of his probation, the agreement allows prosecutors to pursue the previously filed felony charges. And we'll be right back after this.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.